According to polls, health care is one of the top issues that voters are concerned about in this election. Whoever takes the helm as Maine's next governor will have plenty of challenges to address, from Medicaid expansion and the overall cost of treatment to the opioid crisis in senior care. Patty White has this report on how each of the four candidates would go at these challenges.
Medicaid expansion has been in headlines since last year's election. Democrat Janet Mills and independent candidates Terry Hayes and Alan Caron all support the voter-approved law. As Caron puts it,
I think whenever the federal government is prepared to put $9 on the table for a dollar from us, we shouldn't fret about where the dollar comes from.
Republican Sean Moody says while Medicaid expansion is now the law, it's still not clear how to pay for it. He embraces the same list of funding source restrictions that Governor Paula Page championed. No increase in taxes, no use of the rainy day fund, and no, quote, budget gimmicks. But Moody says he'll work with the legislature for a solution.
There's a lot of, pent-up anxiety and frustration, from a lot of constituents. So we're going to have to get this ironed out, I'd say, first thing.
For some of the candidates, Medicaid expansion connects to another pressing health issue in Maine, the opioid crisis. Mills says expanding Medicaid is an important step toward increasing access to treatment. Her 10-point plan to address the opioid epidemic would also expand drug courts, which divert people with substance use disorders from jail and into treatment.
The correctional cost for a person incarcerated for a year is much higher. It's like five times higher than keeping them out of jail and keeping them productive and paying for drug court.
Caron says he would tap local experts to identify strategies to increase access to treatment. Moody wants to collect data from treatment providers to determine the most successful models and expand those across the state. Hayes says she'd create an on-demand treatment system that would respond as soon as someone is ready for help. She would continue efforts to reduce opioid prescriptions, and she'd like to reduce the overall use of prescription medications to reduce healthcare costs.
We use more medications here in the United States than I believe in any other country. Well, why is that? And we're not necessarily generating better health outcomes from them. So it's not just about how much they cost, it's how we're using them.
Price transparency is important to Mills, Moody, and Caron as a way to lower healthcare costs. Caron says transparency must also be coupled with incentives so patients choose lower-cost, high-quality care. Moody also sees opportunities to lower costs through workplace wellness programs. He wants to make it easier for small employers to buy insurance across state lines and through associations. Mills says she's developing a plan to make robust health coverage more affordable for small businesses and the self-employed.
Provide health insurance for those individuals. And the second thing is to protect people under any insurance policy against waivers of coverage for pre-existing conditions.
And costs, say supporters, is one of the central issues that prompted ballot question one this November, which would provide universal home care for seniors and people with disabilities. None of the four candidates for governor supports this particular initiative, but they offer other ideas for supporting seniors as they age. Moody wants to attract young Mainers who've left the state to return. Not only would it boost the economy, he says.
When you think about the best situation for elder care is to reunite our families so our families can take care of themselves, which they will.
Hayes and Mills both say they would implement a senior housing bond approved by voters in 2015 that Governor LePage has blocked. Mills also wants to create grants to expand age-in-place communities. And Caron says to support programs that help seniors age in their homes, the state needs to bring in more revenue.
We have to reduce the symptoms of a weak and flat economy that have been growing for a generation or two. So this is why I'm always focused first on the economy.
Boosting the economy, Caron says, would also ease social problems that may contribute to mental illness. Moody wants to improve mental health care by encouraging more people to become legal medical guardians to ensure adult loved ones follow treatment plans. Mills wants to bolster community-based mental health treatment. And Hayes says Maine's mental health system must become less crisis-oriented. She says she would increase reimbursement rates to provide more timely care.
We just don't have a good system. There are gaps in it, and we don't pay for the services.
Abortion rights is another front-burner health care issue this election year. Alan Caron, Terry Hayes, and Janet Mills are pro-choice. Sean Moody is pro-life. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.